Wahe, ban ha ha hat ni non eitina, na 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 na, cha oos diehi, na sichina, dos, ga nina eini?
That was the language spoken by the Arapaho who settled in Colorado in the mid-1800s. Once a predominant language, Arapaho is now spoken by merely 200 people in the country. Professor Andrew Cowell, chair of CU's Department of Linguistics, presides over the Arapaho Language Project with help from Irina Wagner, a third-year doctoral student at CU. They are making an effort to document the language in order to preserve the culture that it represents. Andrew Cowell started the Arapaho Language Project in 2002, and over the past 15 years, he has built relationships with the Arapaho people and helped to inspire the people to learn the language and teach the language.
I have been working with the Northern Arapaho tribe for about 15 years now, and I've been working to document the Arapaho language and also to help them make efforts to learn it and teach it among the tribal members. I first of all learned the language myself, and that was actually one of the more challenging things. You don't always have to learn a language as a linguist to work on it. You don't have to be able to speak it necessarily, but I decided I did want to learn to actually speak the language, and I felt like that really helped me with the community in terms of gaining respect and gaining trust and also helping me understand the language. And then after that, I have done a number of collections of stories, so I'm really interested in narratives, both traditional myths and creation stories, those kinds of things, and also contemporary stories about the reservation, encounters with white people, and those kind of stories. And then I eventually wrote a grammar of the language.
Their immediate task right now is to produce a dictionary and an online database, but that is not an easy task considering there was no previously written documentation of the language.
It was difficult because there was no real dictionary and no grammar and no textbooks, so I just had to go up to Wyoming and find people who spoke the language and start trying to learn some words, and then I would recognize that there was endings on words, and I'd say, well, what does that ending mean? And oftentimes people can't quite tell you, and you keep asking questions until you figure it out and gradually learn to put two words together and then three words together and learning sentences, and just went from there.
The Indian boarding schools that were established to Americanize Native American children severely punished those children for speaking their native language. As a result of this cultural genocide, many Native American languages are in danger of becoming extinct. Professor Cowell says he has seen a real dwindling of the Arapaho language in recent years.
When I first started going up there, there were probably in the upper hundreds, like 800 or 900, and now I believe it's probably down to 200 or 300, because the only people that speak the language are older people. The children don't really speak it as a fluent language, and of course the older people are passing away, so a lot of the people I started working with when I first went there are no longer around.
Irina Wagner is a graduate student in linguistics at University of Colorado Boulder. She has been helping Cal with the Arapaho Language Project since 2014. Wagner is a native Russian speaker and expresses concern for dying languages, specifically Native American languages.
I am really concerned with the fact that so many languages are dying, and the Native American languages are dying mainly because of the hegemonic practices of the United States government for the longest time, and a lot of the Native American languages were not allowed to be spoken for the longest time, so a lot of the people switched to English because there's just so many more opportunities that are associated with English rather than their own language.
After visiting the Arapaho people several times, Wagner does see there is a lot of interest in the language.
Never met anybody who was ambivalent to the language. Everybody has something to say about the language, even if they don't speak it.
Wagner emphasizes how important the input from the community is in their work.
We are trying to involve the community into telling us what they want to see. So this, I think this is a very important part of the project, is that we're not just putting grammar books on the internet and saying, here's the language, learn from it. But we're actually asking, okay, well, what would you like to learn about the language? We have resources.
She sees the dwindling of the language and sees there is a lack of access to information, specifically for parents of kids who want to learn Arapaho.
So we made a website that would be available for this kind of adults, and so that they can go on a website and learn a little bit more about the language.
For more information on the Arapaho Language Project, you can simply Google Arapaho Language Project and find the online website. There is also a Facebook page, which is community-led, where Arapaho people are able to discuss with one another about the language. For KGNU, I'm Danielle Seat.